This is court number 20-03821, Stanley Black & Decker, Inc. et al. Versus the United States et al. The Honorable Jane A. Rustani presiding. Will the attorneys please state their names for the record, starting with the plaintiff?
Good morning. This is Lawrence Bogard from Neville Peterson on behalf of Stanley Black & Decker. With me this morning is Patrick Klein, also from Neville Peterson.
Good morning. This is Sosun Bae from the Department of Justice representing the United States, and with me is Ed Moore from CBP.
I think we've lost the judge, so we're just going to hang on.
I don't know what's happening.
You're back, Your Honor.
I was gone.
You were gone for a brief second, yes.
Yeah, we're having lots of technical problems. Jeff, please report this problem. Okay.
We're on the record, though. Everyone's here.
Okay. I only got Mr. Bogart introduced. Is there somebody representing the government somewhere?
Yes, Ms. Bae.
Yes, Your Honor.
On the record. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Bae.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor. I think I was introducing myself right as you got cut off. Sosun Bae from DOJ on behalf of the government. And of course, with me is Ed Moore from CBP.
Okay. Let's see if we can get through this meeting. Okay. I'm somewhat confused about what's going on because I thought this case was all over. I hope you can hear me. I issued an order in the case saying that all the last line of the opinion is that all entries are to be liquidated in accordance with the final decision in the matter. And I don't think anything happened on appeal. So it sounds to me like Mr. Bogart just wants what I ordered before. Is that true, Mr. Bogart?
Yes, Your Honor, that's absolutely true.
Okay. What happened? Sometimes these things happen. There's a mistake. Either the wrong liquidation instructions got sent or customs makes a mistake and there's an improper liquidation. But if the court has already ordered how it should be done, it would seem to me easy for them to fix it. Did you ask them to fix it?
Well, we are in the course, I believe, and Ms. Bae can correct me if I've interpreted the government's actions incorrectly so far, but once we discovered there was a problem and we filed the existing action, the government asked if we could identify the affected entries, which we have recently done and given that to the government so that Customs apparently is attempting to find out what happened at their end. What we do know is that Commerce did publish a Timken notice. Commerce did publish or did send out liquidation instructions to Customs. Those liquidation instructions were not public. A draft of them was not given to Stanley for review. We did not obtain a copy of those liquidation instructions until this past August, when it became apparent that these entries had been liquidated as entered.
Okay. All right. None of that matters to me. I don't care who made the mistake. I don't care why they made it. All I care about is that the court's order is obeyed. All right. That's all I care about. So, Ms. Bae, I would assume that the government's duty is to see if the court's order, that is, that the entries be liquidated only in accordance with the final decision in the case, be affected. So as long as the government is searching to find out if they made a mistake, then and is committed to fixing it when they find out they've made a mistake, then I really don't have to do anything else. If the government is going to say that we are not obeying your order, then we'll have a big problem. So, Ms. Bay, what's going on?
Your Honor, CBP is investigating the source of the issue. I think as Mr. Bogard mentioned, we have been requesting certain information from plaintiffs to be able to pin down exactly what the source of the problem is. If I take your Honor's meaning correctly, I think your Honor is stating that this is more just about the enforceability of your Honor's judgment in the previous case. We had raised a potential jurisdictional issue with the new case.
I do not consider this new case to need separate jurisdiction. I have an order outstanding. It has not been obeyed. That has consequences. I don't really care if there's jurisdiction for this new case because Mr. Bogard could just ask me to enforce the order in the old case. And I don't want to see briefs about jurisdiction. What I want to see is the government obeying my order. Now, if you're going to come in to me and tell me you're not going to obey my order, we're going to have big problems. We don't want those problems. I just want Customs to fix what it did incorrectly.
Yes, of course, Your Honor.
I mean, I'm willing to assume the possibility that nothing was done incorrectly. I mean, that's possible. But if my order wasn't obeyed, we only have a problem. People make mistakes. If the order wasn't obeyed by accident, it can be fixed. If what Customs needs in order to fix it, I am willing, even though it's not necessary, to enter another judgment enforcing the previous judgment. And the new judgment will say just what the last sentence was in the opinion that went with the judgment. And that says, thou shalt liquidate only in accordance with the final court decision in this action. Okay? So, you can file all the jurisdictional objections you have to this complaint, but I can fix it in the other case. So, why are we doing that?
We will not do that, Your Honor. As I said, CBP is in the process of investigating, and okay. I believe that
all right. Mr. Bogard. So what I want to happen here is in 30 days, you tell me whether you found you made a mistake and whether you're going to fix it. If CBP has a big problem, I'll give them another order. In the other case, I don't care about this case. I care about my order being enforced in the other case. Then we don't have to have a whole bunch of briefing on petitions for writ of mandamus and all that kind of stuff. The court should not have to do the case twice. Okay, Mr. Bogard, do you have any problem with my approach?
None at all, Your Honor.
Okay, so Ms. Bay, just go find out. I don't care how it happened. Just find out if there was a mistake. If there was a mistake, we fix the mistake. Not a lot of attorney's fees, no sanctions, no contempt, no nothing. It all goes away. So that's what I want to happen here. I don't want us wasting a lot of time when the court already decided a matter. That is very bad.
Yes, Your Honor, we will, and we'll file a status report in 30
days. Okay, Ms. Bay, come back and just tell me if there was a mistake and if you figured out a way to fix it. If you haven't figured out a way to fix it, we'll figure out a way to fix it. Nobody should have any great trauma about this. All right? Anything
yes,
else
Your
you
Honor.
Want to say? Since I interrupted you three times, anything else you want to say?
My apologies, Your Honor. No, we will file a status report within 30 days as to the status of CBP's investigation, and I believe they will have a lot more clarity by that point, and I anticipate that they will be able to resolve the issue, and that after we do so, then I anticipate plaintiffs will voluntarily dismiss the present action.
Okay. All right. So 30 days, somebody tell me, you know, that they're going to fix this. Or tell me it wasn't a mistake. I'm willing to believe that there wasn't any mistake also. All right. I don't think people go around willingly disobeying orders. All right. Thank you very much. And I will see you some other time. Anybody else need to say anything else before I turn off this machine or it turns me off on its own. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Bye-bye.